Blog Talk Radio.
The domino, 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 domino.
Diamond Phoenix. Today we'll be talking to Sierra again. If y'all do not remember who Sierra is, she's Curtis Young's A&R. For all of y'all who don't know who Curtis Young is actually Dr. Dre's son. Yes, he does beats. Yes, he does rap. Yes, he does it all like his daddy. And ladies, hopefully I can get him on here so he can answer some of your questions. So today we'll be talking to her. I told you that we're going to start off Female Week with a blast. So I definitely wanted to get her on here, drop you some knowledge. So to start the day, I am definitely going to put you in a wonderful panda mood. And here's the remix to Panda.
Alright. Saki Bomb. Brooklyn. Saki Bomb. Double Dutch of Sifarachi. Got the money coming in and doing backstroke. We just trying to get it. Platinum pot to piss and rob the beat with a mask. They just want to call me asshole. Cause I'm in it for the cash flow. It's an ad. We can make it last. Listen, I ain't trying to get attached though. Shopping niggas on the back block. Trying to get it with the have not. Big footing like fast block. Getting heavy like a ass shot. Listen, I don't fuck around. Put this pussy on a padlock. He gonna put his money on it cause he know vagina never been a bad stop. And I never took a last spot. No, I never took a bad shot. No, I never took a bad shot. No. Bitch, I never took a bad shot. Still hanging from the rim. On that, no bad boy. Where they need to take the mask off. Watch the front in the back door. He asked me if I'm the bad. Yup, rewind fast forward. I'm a rose that they asked for. Spray ball, bitch, bad boy. And I'm headed throwing mask off. But them bars never slacked off. No, them bars never slacked off. No, these bars never slacked off. Wait, let me put my mask on. Put some niggas with the fat show. Told his outfit they could please. Yo, they put your back on. Bust it two times, bust it two times. Millie ride and we stack on. Bust it two times, bust it two times. Millie ride and we stack on. Now let me paint my mask on. Wait, let me paint my mask on. Yeah, I'm seizing them sass on. Yeah, I'm seizing them sass on. Classy dress when I'm floating. I'm running my country like POTUS. Yeah. Top of the mountain, I'm climbing, I'm focused. Now get out the park cause they sent me a slow bitch. All of these clowns though, this with the circus. Don't let me lit while I'm making my purchase. Wait, all of these clowns though, this with the circus. Like, don't get me lit while I'm making my purchase, huh?
Saki.
Saki, bomb.
Too fun.
Saki, bomb.
Oh, they pay me
Young
to do this.
Brooklyn,
what up, baby?
Oh,
check it. Woo. Said out some broad to a letter. That'll I put with a hammer. Say credit cards in the skimmer. Swipe up and back up in the center. Baking soda, hammer. Coke, Molly, Fenner. Pretty bitches with the banner. Hundred niggas, hundred hammers. Out some broad to a letter. That'll I put with a hammer. Credit cards in the scammers, swipe off and bags and back cousins like Santa. Baking soda, hammer, 187 chintilla, panda. Pretty bitches with the bands, 100 niggas, 100 hammers. In my bestie slips, Somali in my wine. Bitch, and I ain't sleep for 2 days. I think I'm losing track of time. Didn't realize it was a new day. Back and I'm better, I'm back in new leather. The mink drag, tee the member, whatever. When you wanna ride, some times I get severed. Everything a lesson, good bag, gotta stop. LLC in my logo, okay? All I need is new photos. I'm that bitch, but they know that.
routine.
Good.
But I'm good when I'm sober.
I'm good.
And my sex so good.
Good.
Gotta play it as long.
Floyd man, you caught him. Knock him out undefeated. Cause a big shuttle. Young Nick skin butter picking. The young Nick skin butter picking.
One more.
Alright.
Good morning, Miss Sierra. Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm fabulous. Can you kind of, just in case people did not get to hear your first interview, tell them a little about yourself.
Okay. My name is Sierra. I am an A&R rep at Forever Young Entertainment, which is the company by Curtis Young, who's the son of Dr. Dre. If anybody out there doesn't know, you all can actually follow us. I'm going to throw that out there right now. You can follow us on Twitter, Instagram. You can like his page on Facebook, and you can actually add me on Facebook. And you also have a like page on Facebook as well, but I'll get into that a little later. So, to follow Curtis on social media, he is at Mr. Curtis Young, and that's on everything. So that is Instagram, Twitter, and I believe that's Facebook as well. But if that's not it, you can go on Facebook and just search his name, Curtis Young, and he will pop up, and you can click like on his page. As far as for me, I am at Sierra B FYE. So that's C-I-E-R-R-A, the letter B, F, Y, and the letter E, as in Edward. Diamond, can you hear me really good?
Yeah, I can hear you fabulous.
Okay.
Can you let them know what's going on with the company a little so that, you know?
Okay, so we have Forever Young Entertainment. That's actually the record label. We have some artists signed to that right now, artists that he's actually working with. And then we have so many things going on. So I'm going to break it down. We have music distribution as well. Now, the music distribution is through Worldwide Music Group. This is an outlet that Curtis has opened up through Worldwide Music Group for independent artists. So if there's any independent artists out there who would like to send me music, because I am accepting music right now, you all can send me music to my email. So that's sierrabfye@gmail.com. And as far as music distribution, I think quite a few independent artists, especially the ones who are up and coming, they kind of get confused by it and what's going on with it and what we're doing. So I kind of want to just break it down just a little bit for you so that you can understand what the concept is. And now the concept is basically we want to make sure that artists are actually out here releasing music and making sure that they are being compensated for the music that they release. Because there's so many artists out here releasing music, and they're not earning any income. And, I mean, I know there's so many who don't know this, who don't understand this, because the first thing they think is, oh, well, I need to be signed to a major label in order to earn some money. And that's not true. That is simply not true, and I keep saying this. The music industry has changed so much. Drastically, it's changed so much, and there's a lot of things that artists can do independently to actually make a music career, and that's what we're helping artists with, and we're actually showing them the way and how to start it, how to get it going, and even as to the point is going to having management. So we're doing all of that. But the whole thing is, as long as artists know that they have to invest, you have to invest, because nobody's going to give you anything. Nobody's just going to say, here, you know, take this, and we're just going to help you out, and you're going to blow up. It's not happening that way. It's not happening. So you have to invest in yourself, in your craft, whatever it is that you're doing. Like I said before, the last time I was on, You know, I receive a lot of music from artists, and the mix down is not always that great. You know, just the mix down. And I'm not even really, you know, concerned so much about the master at that point. I'm just looking for a really good mix, you know, a really good mix down of the track. A lot of artists don't have that. Now, I don't blame them because either they don't know or they're not sure what's really going on. But that's where we also come in at. We have Forever Young Studios that's going to open up really soon. It's going to be located in Vegas. But it's also going to be available to all independent artists. And it's like a one-stop shop, meaning you are going to be able to record there. You are going to be able to get beats if you need beats. You are going to be able to get videos if you need videos. It's just a one-stop shop. Everything you need is going to be right there. So definitely just stay on the lookout for that. Stay on the lookout for that because we are here to help independent artists as much as we possibly can and just really just, like, show them the way and help them out. We have a platform. We have the best platform that's coming up right now for independent artists. It's crazy. I can't wait. I can't wait till it all, you know, just really starts jumping out there because it's going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy, and people are just going to be like, wow, you know, and have you heard about Forever Young Entertainment? Have you heard about this? Have you heard about that? And when it starts, really, when the talk goes, you all are going to think about, wow, you know, when I was on the Diamond Effects show, and I heard this. I heard his A&R say that this all of this is going to happen, and it happened. So definitely follow us and keep in touch. You keep in touch with me. If you have any questions, I'm always available. You know, my messages are open. I do respond to my messages. So if you send me a message on Twitter or Instagram, Facebook, whatever the case may be, I do respond to my messages. If you send me an email, I will respond. I'm just trying to help independent artists. And like I said, get them to understand the whole concept and how everything is working and how things have changed in the music industry. The next thing that is, as far as that, we have all of that going on. But then we also have, you know, Curtis is doing the music and medicine dispensary tour. So if you all actually started out already, and when I gave out my social media, you probably will see pictures of that. No, you will see pictures of that, actually, the music and medicine tour. So we all know that that's going to be pretty dope. It's going to be pretty dope, and it's crazy. But anyway, basically it's the focus on medical marijuana, and it's just, you know, educating the people, educating the world, educating the music industry. I mean, it's no secret. We all know the music industry. Majority of the artists are talking about marijuana anyway. But Curtis is the first artist to come out and actually really educate, really give the education about it, and really educate the people around the world about medical marijuana. And to throw it in with music as well is just, it's just like, wow, you know, because so many people they don't understand what's going on. They don't really know what it's all about. And so when it comes down to marijuana, period, but to go around on a dispensary tour and educate, you know, his followers and his fans and other people around the world, to educate them about medical marijuana and give them the music to listen to as well, too. It's just like, you know, it's not really, where have you heard that? Actually, to be honest, where have you heard it? You really, right? You never really heard of an artist really going around and educating about medical marijuana or educating about marijuana, period. So that'll be going on too. So we have that.
I think
so
it's genius,
anybody,
since most artists smoke it.
It is. Yeah, exactly. And it is. It is genius. It is. You know, he's just like.
Go ahead.
Okay,
I was going to say, so y'all know Miss Sierra is actually going to be staying with us the whole show. So we're actually going to do a song. Well, we're going to slow it down and be nice. And then we'll speed it back up. So this right here is called My Life by Kelly. We had him on a couple months ago. And we're going to go right into Uncle F.
My life story. Oh, 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 oh. You know the name. See my life. All the cameras, the flashing lights. It didn't come easy, I had to get it. Couldn't afford to eat, yeah, that's how I was living. So I gotta use this music shit to take me to the top. I'd rather be a star than to be back on the block. Gotta keep on pushing, no matter what kind of push it around me, around me. And I know you can't relate if you knew where I come from. From the city where the Indian ain't quick to pull a gun. Gotta keep on pushing, no matter what kind of push it around me. Yeah. Had to deal with a lot growing up. Nothing on my pops, guess I wasn't good enough. My mama was an addict, so hard to imagine. If you ain't new, then now you know. I'm just pouring on my soul, cause I know somebody else is going through it. The pain and suffering, your life will bring you through it. You gotta keep on pushing,
keep on pushing,
keep on pushing,
keep on pushing.
I was going from house to house, ain't had no peace at home, just trying to find a way out. Had to get out, even my foster parents took my clothes, sold them all for drugs. Found myself up on my knees, asking God, where is the love? Cause it's hard when you're trying to do right. When everything is dark, you're just trying to see the light. But I never gave up.
No,
I never gave up. Ain't got a choice.
No, I gotta use this music shit to take me to the top. I'd rather be a star than to be back on the block. Gotta keep on pushing, no matter what kind of push it around me, around me. And I know you can't relate if you knew where I come from. From the city where the Indian ain't quick to pull a gun. Gotta keep on pushing, no matter what kind of push it around me.
I got it. Look, these niggas don't know about pain. Pain is looking in your mama eyes and looking at your mama cry. Got your auntie in your arms and she dying, you don't get to tell her why. Let it breathe for a minute. Been going through so much shit lately, I ain't touched no beat in a minute. But nigga, I'm back now. Fuck niggas hating in the background, you don't know shit about me. Still got fam that's in love with the cocoa and I ain't talking about iced tea. Nigga, I am PA's finest, your highness. A plus flow, no minus, huh. Give a damn what they say about me. On top of the trucks where you can find me. See, I started at the bottom. And now these hating niggas say I got it from my mama. But since I was born, I was man of the house. I provided and took good care of my mama. And a wise man like myself, I don't really talk a lot. Cause I'm out here, I'm handling business. I stay on my grind, I ain't got shit to talk about, I ain't always have it like that. You don't know where niggas spend his nights at. You was sleep in the bed, huh? We was sleep in a sleeping bag, nigga, on the floor. Probably why Fred got so much flow. Better check my credentials. Anytime I'm on an instrumental, I'm influential.
I gotta use this music shit, yeah, to take me to the top. I'd rather be a star than to be back on the block. Gotta keep on pushing, no matter what kind of push it around me, around me. From the city where the Indian ain't quick to pull a gun. Gotta keep on pushing, no matter what kind of push it around me, around me.
left you. Heart broken now when I see you with your man's walking. Try to hold his hand and start joking. Find something to say, but then you start choking. I'm like, he ain't shit, and it looks like he don't give a fuck about relationships. Neither did I, but then I tried. Now I'm asking why, and now I'm asking why. I just wanna be with you. When I look at you, you'll see half of the shit that I see in you. Your beauty, style, and complexion, and me, my, you more than erection. Now I'm stressed if I'm losing a blessing. I'm guessing old dogs can learn lessons. But I let you go, gotta let you know that's killing me slow. And never thought it would hurt so bad as being with the nuts up for romance. Just because I can't hold your hand, mad because when you're living out all our plans, my heart stops when I see you. And my tongue locks up every time I try to speak to you. And this makes now weak to you. But let me hold you down, that's what I won't be me. You can call me Lumi D.
Lumi D.
Cause I swear, I said I'll never leave.
I'll never leave.
You ecstatic, cause we right back at it. Let it. Some crack addict, we right back at it. Let me talk to you, have sexy with some noise. Freak in the air cause I'm eating it right. I love it so tight, the silk shit. And now you calling me Mr. Right. That's right, that's right, that's right, that's right. Don't disturb this groove. Mr. Handsome is always in the mood. I love you, my queen. I wish you was in my own. Three wishes like a lucky charm. Like your pussy is a bomb. It's no harm. Your pussy is just like my fire alarm. It goes off because it's hot and wet. You know what? My dick is next. Cause I like to have safe sex. Satisfy my baby because I love her the best. I love you. I love you.
Artists really be looking for. And before you say that, let me remind everybody, I do not have the chat room open today. So if you want to ask her a question, you need to sit there and you need to call in. I'm going to repeat myself. I do not have the chat room open. So if you have a question for Miss Sierra and you are an artist or entertainment company that's looking to understand something, please give us a call at 646-787-1641. Yes, it's a New York number, but that's because Blog Talk is from New York. However, you will get to us. All right, so I'm going to let her tell you what you need to be looking out for.
Okay, so as far as events, I think artists should definitely get involved with showcases. So if there's any showcases going on in your hometown, definitely get involved. Get signed up and go out there and perform. Stage performance is very important, and I believe and I feel like that's a really good way to actually just, like, get started. And if you do it consistently, you know, a number of times,
you will start to see the difference in your performance if you've never really actually been out there and performed, you know. So definitely get involved with showcases. Get involved with any and all music events you hear about, even if they're out of town. If they're not in your hometown and they're in another state, another city, definitely go, because you just, there's so many events out here that's happening, that's going on, especially across the United States. I say get out there and go. And that's part of
investing. Don't you have something coming up, Sierra, though, that they need to be involved in?
We actually, there is something coming up, and that is Underground Over Mainstream, and that is coming up in August, I believe. I believe that's in August. And it's actually like a music award show, and that's been put together by Tiffany Gaines. So if anybody, you can actually follow Tiffany Gaines on Twitter at Blasia80. So that's, let me get it right. Let me spell it right, because for some reason I've just been spelling things wrong lately. So it's at, she's at Blasia80 on Twitter. That's Tiffany Gaines, and you can actually follow her on Facebook, Instagram as well. Now, Instagram, you can follow her. She's at Blasia80 as well. On Facebook, she is Tiffany Gaines on Facebook. So you can follow her on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And you will see her posts. Everything is pretty much public. It's that, man, she knows the business. She definitely knows vision, and she's put together a music award show for independent artists, and that award show is going on in August, and I feel like, and I'm going to tell you, I'll be the first one to tell you if you haven't heard about it, get involved, get your tickets, get your flights, and go. Definitely go check out the music award show and network. Network. If you were on last time when I was here, and Diamond was interviewing me, I was talking about this before the last time. She didn't have a specific date at that time, but I knew that it was going on, and I mentioned it to everybody. So definitely get involved. Go. Get your tickets, get your flights, and go. Network. And you know, you'd be able to actually feel and get to understand and know, you know, what it's like to actually be at a music award show and see all of these independent artists on stage and them performing. So do it. I say do it. And I will most likely be there. I will most likely be there as well.
What other advice can you give her or give them?
The number one advice that I can give to independent artists is basically invest. And that's the main thing. I'm being mentored by other A&Rs in the industry, executives in the industry, and not only have I learned a lot from everything that, you know, I learned on my own or researched on my own, but when I say invest, definitely invest. Because you can't, like I said earlier, the music industry has changed. It's changed so much. Usually at one time it was like, you know, it was so easy to get signed by major labels. And it's just not that easy anymore. It's just not that easy anymore, especially with, you know, we now have the streaming of music, and people can go right on their phones and, you know, download a new album, download a new single on iTunes and Spotify, where they can listen to music on Spotify, and they can listen to music on Apple Music, and they can download albums and singles on Apple Music, and it's just so many things it's totally different than it was before, because before you had to wait till the album came out and it was, you know, directly in the store, and you had to go to the store and buy the CD, or at one time before that, you was buying tapes. So, you know, things has really changed. And like I said, at that time, artists didn't really so much have to put too much investment into their careers. But now it's different. So when I say invest, definitely invest. I mean, it's better to go and spend the extra money to actually get a really good mix down for your tracks. You know, it's better to actually spend the money for distribution instead of just releasing music, consistently releasing music for free, and you're not being compensated, and you're not receiving, you're not earning any income from that. You know, you want to earn income. Anytime you release music, you definitely want to earn income, even with videos now. Like the videos in with YouTube, man, people are getting all of these views on YouTube from their videos, and they're being compensated. While other artists out here, and they're releasing music videos, their numbers are going up, but guess what? They're not being compensated. You know, they're not earning income from that. So that's where we come in at. That's where we come in at, and that's where we're helping at. So, like I said, I am accepting music from artists, all genres. So you can definitely send me your music. I'll throw my email out there again. It's SierraBFYE@gmail. Send me your music and check you out. And if it's something, you know, that I'm interested in, that we're interested in, you will definitely get an email from me. You will get a response.
And, Lucier, let me add to that. I went to L.A. this week. Don't be so hung up on the money and not see opportunity. Because when I travel, I don't travel with loose money. Most people know you don't travel with loose money so you don't lose the money or somebody steals the money. So if a person comes up to you and you act like you just handing out free CDs, and then you hand them the CD and ask them for a dollar, I'm going to tell you this. If you're not out there selling your CD or, say, advertising that you're selling the CD, you might as well just give that CD out for free. Because most people don't know who you are. Your music is non-existent. And if a person like me tell you, when you ask me for a donation, that I will get you into the right hands and let the right people hear you. I hate to break it to you. My knowledge is probably worth more than that dollar that you ask them for. So don't negate to get money. But when an opportunity comes up where promotion can be free for you, Don't negate that either, because that's stupid. Because at the end of the day, most people would charge you for the promotions I give and the exposure I give.
That's true. That is true.
So if you ask them for a dollar, trust and believe your dollar is not worth my exposure. I will also say just keep in mind that when I was in L.A., it just so happened to be around the time ASCAP Expo was there. And I'm going to tell you this. I was not at the expo, because the expo, to me, it would have been a beautiful thing to be in for networking. However, I'm like you. I'm a independent radio or podcast person. So the amount of money they was asking for, I wasn't going to pay. I'm going to be honest. I'd rather meet you on the street than to pay for that pay for that amount of money to get to an expo. And please, trust and believe, if a person tells you that going to an expo is going to make you a superstar, don't believe them. Now, it will give you exposure, but it may not make you a superstar, because of the simple fact you need to travel across this country to become a superstar. People need to know who you are. A conference
is
a good way
to work.
Right. A conference is a good way to meet and network with people across the country that you abnormally would probably not have the money to go see on a daily basis. Yes. But they are not everybody you need to know in this business. So if I were you, I would go to a DJ conference, which costs a whole lot less than going to that conference. And they are a whole lot more influential in this business, because I guarantee you, 9 times out of 10, the DJs are not only in the clubs that you're going to meet. You're going to meet the DJs on the radio. You're going to meet the A&Rs who used to be DJs. So you're going to meet the whole gamut at a DJ conference outside of celebrities. And it don't cost you as much as it does to go to the ASCAP Expo. That's my cost-saving tip for you people out there. So I'm going to sit there, and Sierra's going to stick with us, and we're going to listen to a little bit more music, and then just make sure you understand what's going on in this business, because we might have to break it down for you when we come back. Hold on.
Just to think that yesterday we were only friends, going through these messages, where do I begin? Oh girl,
your love
has got me feeling.
First you text, come over baby,
I reply okay. See you're in your birthday suit,
I say I'm alright.
Think about it,
baby, don't you know?
Love about you.
I don't give a damn if you scream and shout it. Baby, I think
pull up, hop down, let that run it. It's been 3 days, still coming. Dead wine on the beat, got here tonight. Curse the boss, and leave that one shooting.
Ain't a bummer by the drama, boy, the carpet was saying. I mean, but it's early for friends to bring her over here so she can get a taste of the same. You worried about the wrong thing, give me salt for name. That's what you know, your hoes, feeling the same. Hey, you see, speak the five, ain't no time to explain. But when the thunder boom hit, you gon' feel my rain. Your favorite rapper, I don't want that claim. Top five, dead alive, boy, attach my name. And they ain't even got my foot spinning firm in the game. Don't call it cocky, I just call it very comforting, man. And even Martin Luther King had a hell of a dream with 20,000 feet, boy, I can see the scene. Brother Lincoln told me, boy, gonna chase your dreams. So it is what it is, ain't worry about a thing.
Ain't worry about you, worry about you. Ain't worry about you, ain't worry about you. Ain't worry about you, worry about you. Ain't worry about you, ain't worry about you. Ain't worry about you, worry about you. Ain't worry about you, ain't worry about you. Ain't worry about you, worry about you. Ain't worry about you, ain't worry about you.
Ain't even got time to entertain you, ho. I suggest you worry about mentioning as we told. Keep with that chase, trying to catch you a throw. The greedy, greedy grandmammy should have taught you some more. And like me, girl, to check your to go. You better stop guessing up these with all the pillow talking to him, man. That cold. Real recognize you, and that's the same with. And she was gonna let you with new from the goat. You ain't gotta saw my name, I'm gonna get in the dope. And why you worried about me, I'm worried about my dough. And why you trying to backstage at the show. And all the social media catches you go. Cause when I see you in the street, quiet as a ghost. And it was really when I said it, then I made it for show. And I never say shoot, take it back like a.
Ain't worry about you, worry about you. Ain't worry about you, ain't worry about you. Ain't worry about you, worry about you. Ain't worry about you, ain't worry about you. Ain't worry about you. You worry about you, ain't worry about you, ain't worry about you, ain't worry about you, worry about you, ain't worry about you, ain't worry about you, ain't worry about you, ain't worry about you, nope, ain't worry about you, ain't worry about you, nope, ain't worry about you, ain't worry about you, nope, ain't worry about you. Ain't worry about you. Nope. Ain't worry about you. Ain't worry about you.
Well, Sierra and I are worried about you. We worried about your getting your money and actually understanding this business. So we are back. And I hope you understand the facts. So, okay, let me Sierra, I'm going to give you a scenario. I got a person that had called me, talk about they put their album out. And they want to build a buzz for it. I told them, well, you might as well call that album a flop because you didn't do no promotions before the album came out. Am I wrong?
Say that again.
I told them, because they dropped the album, I said, you might as well call that album a flop because you didn't put no promotions before the album came out.
Right.
So nobody's looking for
it. No promoting, no marketing. Yeah, you just, yeah, she's right. It's pretty much, yeah, pretty much flop. That's the way it goes.
Do you or do you not agree that the mixtape is the new album?
I do and I don't. I do and I don't.
Okay.
I know what you mean when you say it's the new album. I completely understand what you're saying when you say that. But I think that because so many people are doing that, they're forgetting what they could actually be doing, you know, behind that. I think there's so many artists that's putting out mixtapes and not realizing you're really not putting out so much as far as your own music. You just steady doing mixtape, and because so many artists are so focused on, you know, Drake just dropped Views, or, you know, this person just dropped this song and this beat is hot, you know, like, let's talk about the Panda, since that's what's going on right now, you know, and everybody wants to hop on Panda, and they want to rap to it and spit, you know, spit their verse or whatever. But guess what? Everybody's doing it. So then you get your little bit of fame, but what are you going to do after that? What are you going to do? You're going to keep dropping mixtapes. You're going to keep hopping on the hot beats and make it. You think you're going to make it like that when everybody's doing it? No. Come on. I mean,
but you know
give us you.
I like how Lil Durk. Everybody doesn't understand. You know that song, My Beyonce. My Beyonce is on a mixtape. Like Lil Durk used his mixtape as an original work, and put it out there. He got hot. He got signed.
Yes,
and now
true.
He's working on an album.
True, but then you have to think about, you have to think about how Lil Durk is actually from Chicago and how he's, you know, he's worked with so many Chicago artists. So whether they were already out and doing something, or whether they were up and coming, when it comes down to Chicago and you know where he's from. You got to think about it, like Chief Keef. You know, Chief Keef was. I'm not sure if they come from the same area, but they knew each other. So,
they're both on the south side.
Right. So the artists that he was, you know, coming up with, they were all doing something. They were all making a buzz already. So if they were already making a buzz, hey. That's his promoting, that's his marketing right there. He built a fan base. So it was easier for him to actually do that, you know. It was easier for him to actually do that because he had already built a fan base. What I'm talking about is artists who hasn't built a fan base and consistently dropping mixtapes thinking they're going to get some type of buzz off of it. So there's a difference. That's why I said I agree with you, and then I don't agree with you. You get what I'm saying?
I agree. If you're gonna use a mixtape, use a mixtape with original works. Yes, I do agree on that. But if you're gonna use a mixtape and you just jumping on everybody else's beats, I'm sad to tell you, she's so right. I mean, it's gonna give you a little buzz. The whole point is, I will give you this. A long time ago, I heard that Lil Wayne used to put his single on every mixtape he had going around the country with all these different DJs. And then he, because it got hot off of the mixtape, he put it on the album, which made the album sell even more. So, you know, you could use that same concept, but you can only use that concept when it's original works. You can't
right.
use it if it's somebody else's.
Right. You definitely, I mean, you know, I get so much music sent to me. Artists are always sending me music, and they don't have original beats. They're always, not all of them, but most of them are using, you know, beats that they don't have rights to use. And I'm like, hey, we can't just throw this out there on iTunes. We can't just throw that out there on iTunes. It's not going to happen. You have to have the proper paperwork and, you know, the rights to use those beats. And most artists, if they're up and coming, they don't understand that. They think that they can just go and use somebody else's beat and boom, they can throw it out on iTunes. It doesn't work like that, guys. It doesn't work like that. You have to have the proper paperwork, and you have to have, you know, the rights to be able to do that.
And trust and believe, Apple does check.
Oh, yeah. They do check.
They will pull your music yep. down with the quickness.
Sure will.
So, I'm going to let you guys know, we only have 2 minutes left of the show. So I'm going to let Sierra tell you one more again how to get in contact with her. And if y'all sleeping on this interview, y'all slow. Because you just got a whole bunch of information. You slow. Don't come crying to us when you trying to get in this industry. Hey, you doing it the wrong way. Don't come crying. Don't ask. We giving you free information that most people don't give. So let me let her tell you exactly how to get in contact with her. Go ahead, Sierra, because we only got a minute left.
Okay, so my email again is sierrabfye@gmail.com. If you want to send me music for distribution, that is sierrabwwmg@gmail. If you want to get in contact with me on social media, that is sierrabfye on Instagram, on Twitter, Snapchat, and on Facebook. You can actually follow my page, and that is Sierra Forever Young Entertainment Brownlee. I pretty much add everybody. If you seem creepy, I'm not going to add you. So if you add me and you don't have, like, a profile picture and I really can't tell what's going on, I pretty much won't add you because I might think something is creepy. But I pretty much add everybody, though. And then you can also like my page. And that is, I'm sorry, Sierra B WWMG. So if you search that on Facebook, it will pop up Sierra B WWMG, and then you will see a photo of Worldwide Music Group and Universal Music Group Distribution. So I spend a lot of time online, so there's no way you can't find me. There's no way you can't get in touch with me. There's no way possible because I'm pretty much always online. And if I'm not online, please leave. I will see that you sent me a message. I will see that you followed me. And I will get back in contact with you. I will respond. So, as I said, we are pushing independent movement. We are helping independent artists, so definitely get in touch and stay in touch with me.
All right, y'all, the show is completely over, probably been over a few seconds ago, but it's still going to record, and you're going to hear this. So I'm going to tell you one more again. Holler at a sister when you see me walking by. Not bye, but bye. You better go see my girl, because you're losing if you are not.